Shir Samach Beis and Vav Abasra continued. Vav Nisan Heitav Shin March 23rd, 1980 on Sunday continued.
In Shabbos, that the Ben Shemino also went up the Chalas of Shabbos. In other words, if the Ben Shemino was born, a premature baby, he was born on Shabbos, so he cannot be Malim on Shabbos. But that does not mean that for a Ben Shemino, we cannot be Mechal Shabbos. Whether one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, let's say there is a premature baby that was born. Is one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the premature baby? So it's true, it says, Benjamin Ariel. What does it mean, Ariel? Ariel is Mukze. But a human being is, so he can be Mechal Shabbos, or we cannot be Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says in Mechal Mosha Shabbos, but there the Gemara has reference to Mile, not to the Kwachner. Not to the So that should be told in the Machlekes Hashemi as whether the Kwachnefesh of the fetus of the new girl is Lech Shabbos. There is a machlekes Hashem. Some Rishonim say that the kach nefesh of a nigger is not Lech Shabbos, only the kach nefesh of a yom. And some Rishonim say that the kach nefesh of a nigger is Lech Shabbos. So, according to the Rishonim, the halacha of Ben Shneino Ariel Kerem is that he has the same status as a nigger b'meinim, like a fetus who is already in the ninth month. But before he emerged from the mother's womb. So then, there's a machlokes Hashemim whether he can be Mechalas HaShabbos or not. Now, let's say, suppose somebody kills a premature baby in Ben Shemino. So he will not be high risk. Like someone who performs an abortion. Let's say someone who performs an abortion upon a fetus that is in the ninth month, before it's born. So, according to the Rambam, there is a Nisar Yetzirah. I don't know that. There is no Mrs. Bez, only a Yom. So the Shemino has the same halacha, even though he's Harei Kevin, so it means that even though he emerged from the mother's womb, he is still considered as a Nuba. B'meyive. So all the halachas that apply to a Nuba, B'meyive apply to him. If somebody kills a Nuba, B'meyive, so according to the Rambam, he's able to see himself. And there is the only way out of it. Only in case to a poor al kasha lele, so it's mutter to perform, it's a mitzvah to perform the abortion, because where the mother's life is in danger. So the Rambam says because he's ready. Otherwise, it would be yourself, because it should be the only way out of it, because there is no mitzvah. It's only a pitur of missing. So the Shemayin knows the same thing. And in regard to the question of pikuach nefesh, so it's told in the Machlokes. Naturally, I mean, certainly the Poshish Mehokal, so the mindset. So we have to be the Chal Shabbos for Ibn Shemino, even though he's dead. Oh, so the Gemara has the Kasha. In Medalele, so he should not be bottled, so the Gemara says the Shabbos. Can Ibn Shemino not give us the Talmud the Shabbos? I will say, only because of the second. Melech Chazile. So Melech. So, how can the chitz, even though it's a big lump of salt, but it's all achile, so the binding might take it away, so it shouldn't be brought to the queso. Bibrios, in other words, very bitter, so in other words, it cannot be used, it's not edible. Chazileilates, it still can be adapted for tanning, so it can be used, so the binding can take it away. These the chitz, where it has thorns, so it cannot be used for tanning either. But keep the kasha against the machikim So to give it away. So Gemara says, "Kim the kasher kins li shakle," because al benim mechuyev the yasve achaspi, where it's placed in a piece of an earthenware fragment. But chaspe gufe techetz. Now this is a difficult divide. Chaspe gufe techetz. Chaspe gufe techetz. So. So the more you tell it, the less be sure. Kiditna. Cheles the little bit parts of the Chabad. Now let's see the cases. The less be sure, let's be sure, a pay which the Shio the Chaspe. We might need to be see at that. So Tesis explains it. The Gemara is Kasha was. True that the Melech. So the here it's mentioned that the Melech is the thing that is raised. But since we have reference, since we have reference, since the price has reference to a case of Melech that is placed in Chaspe, so why does the price say that the Chitze is constituted by the Melech? No, if it's placed in the Chaspe, so the Melech is placed in the Chaspe, this is the Chaspe, and the Chaspe is placed in the hole. So the name of the Chaspe, this piece of earthenware, this smithering, this piece of Chaspe, that should be rated. Why does the Braise base it upon the Chitze constituted by the Melech? So the Gemara says, the less bei shiuri. In other words, that the chaspe is not large enough to reduce the pesach. It's placed in the chaspe. So on account of the fact that it's placed on the chaspe, so mainly it will not be damaging to the wall nearby. But the chaspe itself is so small that it cannot reduce the hole in the wall to less than it had. But the salt will, but the chaspe by itself not. This is how Tesis explains. Pei which the Shio the chaspe remind the Pesach Tevach. It's very small. The Legasinon Kiditna. Now we have the Girse Kiditna. We have the Girse Kiditna. Tesis says we shouldn't be Girse Kiditna. What is the Kiditna? In other words, there the Mishnah Shabbos mentions the Shiurim. If for anything to be higher chatos, if somebody carries out a chifetz and shabbos, which is nothing, it's higher chatos. But he must carry out something that is chifetz. If somebody will carry out a little tiny piece of paper that you cannot use it in any way, let's say suppose someone has in his pocket little pieces of paper. Every person might have little tiny pieces of paper. If somebody will be mitzvah and shabbos, a little tiny piece of paper like that, he will not be chayav chatos, because it says no chshivas. In other words, so klal kidei sheyichdil bei. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, if somebody is mitzvah klal parchment and shabbos, how large must the parchment be in order to be chayav chatos? If it is large enough to write the parsha k'tanah shel mezuzah, but if it's a little tiny piece of klal like this, so you're not chayav. It has no chshivas. So everything has its own shear in order to be considered a bechoshim. So cheres, earthenware, has each shear. How large must the piece of cheres be in order to be considered as a bechoshim? So that if somebody carries out that size of cheres, which is ram lechayev, so cheres will even be patzim lechaveri. In other words, if it's large enough to be placed between one window post and another, a support. So if it is large enough to be used as a support between one window post and another, so then it has a chivas. So Tesis says we are not givers kiditna, because we are not kiditna. The mighty and zelishim shabbos elo uchiditna, uchiditna. We should be givers uchiditna. Bivo voche perushim va'mai melech v'mai hoki shokel chaspe.
The
the holy club, the loy chocolate, chocolate. The east war in the legalism has to go for tickets. A legacy of the tape clay, Mishum Haspe. Claim of the tape was Yosa Amela, Kishiosa Haspe, Shannon was the shoe at it now, the loy shop. Now, so Tayswes explains the Gemara, the Lesbian Shure, that it's so small, it's not large enough to reduce the Pesiatek. But from Rashi, it's not Mashma that way. Rashi, it's Mashma, the Lesbian Shure, the Havikim and the Lesbian. The Havikim and the Lesbian. So, in other words, since he doesn't have the Shia, and apparently Rashi had it, he'll say, kid it now. Kid it now. In other words, then there is a connection between the Shia of Cheres to be considered in the Bachoshu, the Gabi Shabbos, and here. The Gemara's Kasha was why we have to resort to the salt being the constituting the Chitze, let the piece of earthenware itself be Chitze. So according to Rashi, we are dealing here with a small, very small piece of earthenware, less than is necessary to be considered in the Bachoshu, to be higher than Tzorosim. So since it has no chshives. So Rashi Shiti is it cannot be chitzis. In other words, something that is chshives can be chitzis, but something that is has no chshives cannot be chitzis. And this is really coming because this is the Ma'inyan Zeli Shuri Shabbos. But Rashi Shiti is the less be sure about the less. In other words, if it's a small piece of earthenware, even though it reduces the Pesiach Tefach, let's say suppose the chalei is just itter. So then anything, no matter how small it is, will reduce it to less than itter. If the whole is very great, then in order to reduce it to less than itter, he must have something of a substantial size. But if the whole is itter, so any little piece, any tiny little piece of earthenware will reduce it to less than itter. So still it cannot be chitzis, according to Rashi. Why? Because it has no chshives. If it has no chshives, so it cannot be chitzis. In other words, in order to constitute the chitzis, it must have chshives. It's strange, but that's Rashi's chitzis. Or klicheres is also chitzis. Chozolei, the mitne, when it's not clean. Chozolune, for the blood letters. So the minket, when it has holes. So even the blood letters, when it is down, cannot use. Sivatele can be chitzis. Chozol mikro, bibol. When it deteriorated, when you cannot learn from it. So the male is not going to take it away. Voboy gnize, but alocha is kisvakelish. If he deteriorates, so you have to begin to say it. So the Gemara says, shom tehei mizos. Okay, we'll leave it. Now for Tuesday, we should go over the Gemara, because it's easy Gemara. There's no reason as to why you should follow another one. Up to the Mishneh, Chobeis Omedal, the Mishneh of Yekins, and some of the days of Hashem. That's right.
So even that would be, even that would be.
You need to be Shiva. And it was all that is
Thank you.
Sure, Sama Gimon Baba Basra Chesnis and Hitov Shin Mem, March 25th, 1980, on Tuesday.
Still going, what happened? Oh.